Hey there, welcome to another GIMP tutorial, and I am using GIMP 2.8 and I am in single window mode, which basically means all of my dialogues and everything is docked in one window, and I have a few images open. This is the effect I am going to try to show you how to achieve, and this is based on a request from a user named MidHat250, and it's from another tutorial they've seen with another program, Photoshop, and they wanted to know if you could, you know, create this effect with GIMP. So I did a few. I mean, they may not be perfect, but kind of gives you the same effect, and the more you work on it, the more you can alter it and achieve a better effect. But I can show you the basics of how I did this. So thank you for the request, MidHat250, and hopefully this will be helpful. Now the images that I'm going to use is this one here, which is a hand. And I used an image off of publicdomainpictures.net. Now you can take your own picture of your hand. So if you want to use this, let me just show you the original. Okay, this is the original, and again, it was on publicdomainpictures.net, and I believe the name of it was just hands. And obviously, to get this, I used the path tool to make my selection, and I removed the background, and I resized the image to make it smaller. Okay, so now I have this image, and if you look in the top of your title bar, it'll show you the dimensions. This is 615 by 461. Now for my texture or image here, this is another picture. This is from Wikipedia. You can use any image you want. You can actually create one, whatever you want to use. But this was a little larger, so I resized it to match the dimensions of this image. Okay, so I went to image, scale image. The thing that I had to do with this, because the original size was a little bit different, it was a lot larger, but the aspect ratio was a little different, so I unlinked this when I typed it in to make sure it would accept my exact settings. Okay, just cancel that. Okay, so now I'm going to start with the hand image, and what I'm going to do is go to the colors. Now before you make any changes here, you might want to look at the image together and decide if you want to turn this, and you want to do that before you save your map, so that the original and the map, they are matched up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and copy this, edit, copy, and I'm going to paste it as a new layer in this here canvas. So edit, paste as a new layer. Now the hand is in there. So before I make any changes, I'm going to rotate and adjust this to the way I want it. I'm going to go view, zoom, fit image in window. That gives me a full view. And I don't really need this side, so I can actually drag it out the way. I'm going to adjust this hand a little bit before I make any changes, before I save it as to use as a displacement map. So I'm going to go to the rotate tool, and I'm going to just maybe point it up a little bit so that it's not directly in line with these lines. That's why I'm doing this. Rotate, and then I'll use the move tool to kind of adjust this here, so the edges don't look too crazy. So now it's kind of a little offset with those lines. It's not straight with the lines. I like that. Okay, now I am going to make some changes to this and then save it. So before I do that, I'm going to actually delete this for now. Delete it. And the reason is when I save this as a PNG, I don't want to have anything show up in the background of my saved image. All right, so here's my original. Now I'm going to go to colors, levels, and I'm going to adjust this so that the whites kind of stand out a little bit more. And you look at your image and you look for those areas that are like really bright. And then you want to darken the dark areas. Displacement or a bump map, they use the dark and the light. That's why they're usually in black and white images, because that's going to determine, give it the 3D effect. The black and the white is going to, one's going to push pixels in, the other's going to push pixels out to give it that realistic effect. So just set this to wherever you think it looks right for your image, if you're using a different one. And click OK, and then go Filter, Blur, Gaussian Blur. And I'm going to do it to about 5 so that the dark and light areas are not really, really sharp. Alright, so now we have made our changes, and we have no background, and we have a transparent background here. So I'm going to go File and Export, because you cannot use Save to save a PNG. They separated these two in version 2.8, which is really nice. So I'm going to go ahead and save this as a PNG so I can save my transparent back. Okay, so now I have that saved. I made the rotation and the adjustments so that when I bring it back in to use it, it will match up. If I go here, you see this one is still pointed that way. So you want to make sure that when you bring it back in, they're both aligned perfectly with one another. Alright, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to remove everything that I just did. So I'm going to go Edit, Undo Gaussian, Undo Levels. And we have the original, but we have it tilted. Again, there's the first one, and this is our edited. Okay, so now I need my my flag back. So I can just go to Edit and Undo Remove Layer, because this saves undos going backwards in steps. So you can bring it back real easy. So that's why I wasn't too worried about deleting it. Okay? So now we have that there. Let's duplicate this bottom layer. And let's use the up arrow to put it up and have the hand in between and turn this one off. So now we're going to do this, the displacement. Okay, now before I continue, I am going to close these out. If you have other images open, sometimes when you do the displace, you might select the wrong image. So it's easier if you just have your original, and that way you know you're selecting from your available layers. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to open that map, the hand with the levels and stuff. I'm going to open it as a new layer. Okay, so there I have the hand opened as a new layer. And I have my original down here, so if I turn that off and turn that off, you see that's the original, and then this is the one that we saved. Okay, so now it's on top, and that's where you want it. So I want to go to this layer here, and I want to go Filter, Map, Displace, and I want it to be kind of squiggly like that, so you can play with your settings depending on what picture you're using. I guess the more you warp it, the more it will kind of blend in with the curves in the hand. Alright, so that's pretty good for this. So I'm going to just leave everything else alone. I'm going to make sure I have the hand selected, because we want to map it based on the hand. So make sure you have the correct layer selected for the displacement, and then click OK. Now it doesn't look like much happened. So what I'm going to do is go to this layer here. I'm going to press Alt and hold it, and then click on there, and it's going to select my hand nice and easy. Now I'm going to go back up to this layer here, my copy, and I'm going to right click it. I'm going to go Add Layer Mask, and I'm going to select Selection. Now it may be here by default, so click Selection, and then click Add. Now it looks kind of weird, like everything disappeared, but it just masked the background out. Then click on this layer to make it active, and now you're going to change the mode, the blend mode, and I'm going to change it to Multiply, and then you'll see that your image is applied to that. Now from this point on, first you might want to go back to this layer, but you want to click this map, because if you look closely, if I click here, you notice the edge is not white. If I click that, it becomes white because now the mask layer is active, and anything I apply will be applied to the mask. But I want to go ahead and blur this layer, so make sure you're on that one by clicking it. And then go to Filter and blur that just a little bit so the edges are not... With no blur, let's take a look. See how the edges look a little sharp, so you want to just add some blur. And just blur it. And this is only warped or displaced over the area of the hand. If you look at this, you notice that this is not, because it's based on the image that we altered and saved. Alright, so you can, adjust that wherever you want and click OK. Kind of blends it a little bit and blurs it out so that these look a little less sharp, I guess. And now you can go in this layer here, click that again. You can lower the opacity a little bit, and that'll bring more of the original hand through. And I want to just select none there. And if you want, you can also, let me just bring it up just a little more. You can also go to Colors and Brightness and Contrast, and you can play around with those settings and cancel that. You can go to Levels, and you can adjust that a little bit. So I'm going to leave that about there. Just cancel it. Basically how I did it. And to do the background, I went to this layer, turned it on, clicked on it to make it active, clicked add a new layer, filled it with the background because right now my background is white, so fill it, and then grab the brush and just made this. And I got a soft brush. Make it as big as you want, little as you want. If you want to use a different shape brush, you can pick any one you want. It's totally up to you. It's your image. So you can be creative and, you know, try something new and different. But for now, I'll just leave it with that. And so you just click and make sure you're on the white layer. And you just click and you erase it a little bit. And it brings some of that background shining through. And then you can go to the background layer, go to filter, blur, Gaussian blur, and you can bring that up as high as you want, make it as blurry as you want. It's totally up to you. I'll go about right there. That's 11. Click OK, and it blurs that background out. Whatever effect you want to achieve. And then you can go here to hue and saturation, and this is how I changed one of my images, and I just kind of lowered the saturation of the colors. And it kind of pulled more of the, just move this if I can, pulled more of the hand through. And if you increase it, it'll give that hand really dark colors, really saturated color. And then you can play around with this lightness. That's basically how I did it, and hopefully that'll be a little helpful to you. Thank you for asking for the tutorial, MidHat250. I appreciate that. And I hope that I have been helpful to you today. So thank you for watching. Have a great day. Bye-bye.